Welcome. To Arcade Audio.
Welcome to this week's episode of Married with Movies. I'm one of your hosts, Samantha Mullet. Sitting next to me on the couch is your other host, my beautiful husband, Chris Mullet.
Ain't no love in Oklahoma. Can we take that again?
Am I going to have to sit through this the entire episode?
She's a country classic.
Are you just going to sing excerpts of the songs in this movie instead of actually talking?
But my boots don't.
You couldn't, even if you wanted to.
I could get pretty far.
You just fucked it up!
Oh, hey, everybody. How's it going? You could give me 30 guesses, and the date would probably be somewhere in, like, the teens, in terms of what I'm going to say. It is Friday.
It is.
May.
Yes.
9th?
Yes.
Yes!
What year is it?
Shit! 2025, and
welcome. I thought you were going to say something wrong and just go with it.
Welcome to Married Movies, if you do here. Oh, how much time you got.
That sums it up. That sums it up. If you're new here,
we're married, we have a lot of movies, and every week we talk about both those things, and sometimes we talk about those things at 9:30 on the day the podcast is supposed to go up.
Look, we have lives, okay?
We do.
Well, I didn't say that they were exciting, okay? Our lives consist of work.
Work.
And tired.
Tired.
And daughter.
Daughter.
And tired.
Tired again. Yeah. It's been a long week. I had my first real class on my own. Not on the road, but still here. Thank you, Samantha, for watching videos.
Sorry, no, I didn't mean, I was trying to close it and it opened instead. I'm trying to close everything so I don't get distracted. See?
Very good.
See?
It's like a dumb sequel.
See?
Oh, yeah, it's the first time since that. So anyway, yeah, so it's been a long week post last weekend having both families in town for, sorry, I was about to burp or throw up.
Either way.
For Jillian's
drama
theater club debut, her second show ever. Let's not even count the first one. Finding Nemo Jr. She's been working on this since August. She had 4 different parts. She crushed it. The show was much better than the previous one. And, well, like, honestly, me, like, tap dancing while juggling toothpicks is better than that other show. But, she was a jellyfish and a moonfish and in the chorus.
A turtle.
She was Kai the turtle. She showed up late for one of her scenes and it was adorable. But despite that, she had the energy and the enthusiasm and the moves.
And our families loved it. And yes. We got through the weekend. So there's that.
We did. We got through the weekend with both sides of the family here and all kinds of other craziness ensuing. And then we worked. So, are you okay? You started ascending to the heavens. I'm like, oh no. All this, I'm just talking about all this shit happened. I'm going to be on my own.
No, it's been a long week.
It has.
And... you know, I'm glad it's the weekend.
Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you. Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Yes.
And Carly.
I've asked you multiple times.
She's a fur mama.
She's a dog mom. Dog mom. Sounds like the name of a Chuck Norris cross-dressing joint. At work, people were talking about what they're doing for Mother's Day. And I was like, I asked my wife what she wants to do for Mother's Day, and she went, nothing. Yeah. Which is what you did. I don't want to do anything, which I appreciate, so.
Yeah, no. I'm just going to sit in this chair and just stay here.
Beautiful.
And you could do everything.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fair. As long as you do that for me for Father's Day.
What?
Oh, yeah, weren't we supposed to? Oh, no.
I do that every day.
A toy show and my mom will be here. That's right.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Yeah, it'll be fun. That wasn't about that. That was just a normal transition.
And it kind of sucks that we're like in this mood and vibe because we're going to talk about a movie that I think we both enjoy. So it's not Because, you know, sometimes we dread talking about, like, shitty movies, and so we
speak for yourself. Sometimes I cannot wait to talk about movies that are shitty.
Overall, but, yes. We have this kind of, dread, you know, having to talk through some movies that are painful for us to watch and everything. But this one, I think we actually both enjoyed.
Agreed.
Right? Like, agreed. I mean, it's not a watch. Well, I'm trying to move us along, Chris.
I got it. Trust me.
You're doing a shitty job.
I was going to talk about something else.
What were you going to talk about?
We are all caught up on The Studio as something that we've watched.
Oh, yeah. So
that's the order of the podcast.
I've also watched Apple Cider Vinegar, which was phenomenal. Okay. I loved it. If you don't like Australian accents, not the show for you, though. My mom could not watch it because she could not stand the accents.
Oh, my God.
It's an English thing, I guess.
Ridiculous.
I guess it's, I don't know.
There's something else I was going to say. I forget what it was. We were talking about...
You need to write down... You need to have...
Oh, no, I was going to say
talking points when we go into this.
This was supposed to be Beetlejuice.
It was.
But we ran out of time to watch it with Jillian, so we're going to watch that this Sunday, this Mother's Day.
Oh, great. Yeah, that's exactly what I want to do on Mother's Day.
We already settled that we were going to. What's wrong with that?
But then I remembered what happens in that movie, and I don't think that's fair. I don't think it's fair.
Oh, I knew all along.
You're a fucking asshole.
So instead, this week, we were like, what's the easiest thing for us to watch in our docket? And that was Twisters. So here we are. We watched Twisters, which...
we've both seen before.
Yes, we saw in theaters.
In 40X.
Yes.
Which was an experience. I almost fell out the damn seat.
I mean, that would have happened if it was just in a regular cinema.
Shut up. No, it wouldn't have.
Well, you might have slid out because of Glenn Powell.
I said fell. Mm. I used my words appropriately.
I almost dropped my phone.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it your turn to read? Yes,
it is my turn to read because you had
French horseshit. Fucking bullshit.
Don't get me started before I'm about to read.
Is there anything on the front? What's on the front?
Nothing's on the front. Fine. There's nothing on the front.
Continue.
Twisters brings back the blockbuster disaster epic with a whirlwind of heart-stopping action and exhilarating thrills. When her friend Javi, Anthony Ramos, I don't know why I said
Anthony!
It like,
hello, Anthony!
I don't know why I said it like that. Lures her back into the field for the first time since a devastating tornado encounter, storm chaser Kate, Daisy Edgar Jones, crosses paths with Tyler, Glenn Powell. What?
This has been the rockiest thing I've ever heard.
No, I only have one. A charming daredevil with a thirst for tornado tracking adventures. Kate's caution clashes with Tyler's risk-taking, but as storm season intensifies, they'll need to team up to tame and survive an unprecedented outbreak of destructive tornadoes.
Boy, fucking take fucking forever. These are like two tongue twisters in them, but also,
yeah, there are.
From my angle over here, it looks like his thirst for tornado fucking. Yeah. That's what I thought it said.
Yeah.
I was like, hell yeah.
How do you think you tame a tornado?
Twist her. The movie got on the couch, Samantha.
Why didn't you take it? I put it on your lap.
Is that a first? All right.
Got it. All right. That's one.
Give yourself the one.
I'm going to give myself the one. It's okay, though, because we're tied.
That's fine.
You blew that lead. I can't believe that.
Because I fucking had to do Parisian Tem. God damn it.
I thought you were going to say, because I had to do Paris Jatami.
So what is your score for Twisters?
Do you know what we gave the first one?
You have that info. Oh, you mean like overall?
Well, no.
Because you normally have it.
When did we watch it? Oh, I have it right here. Haha.
Yeah.
You gave the first one a 7.5 and I gave the first one a 7.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to give this one an 8.
I'm going to give this movie a 7.5.
Oh, you liked it just as much.
I originally had it written down as a 7.
Mm.
And I still may go there. I think I probably overrated the first Twisters then.
Well, I mean, I think we all could have said that.
So, is a good movie.
This is a good movie.
It is a good movie.
This is a good movie.
It is fun. It's got a lot of killer performances.
Terrible soundtrack.
It has one of the... That's what the extra half is going to be for.
It's got one of the worst soundtracks.
We're not there yet, but one of the best fucking soundtracks, especially of the modern era, I've ever fucking heard. I am not the person that'll ever be like, you gotta see it in theaters. Because so many people have like put that upon me for stuff like Dune and Avatar and whatever. And like, if a movie is good, a movie is good.
I agree. However,
this suffered immensely by the fact that the first time I saw it,
I was 40X.
In the movie.
Yeah, like, I agree with you. Like, when we saw it in 40X, you know, you're in the chairs, they're moving, you've got the wind, you've got the rain. I mean, it's so immersive, it just does add to it. We also did see Beetlejuice in 40X, and that wasn't necessary.
Exactly.
So it's not true for every movie, but this movie... Absolutely. I mean, and it's part of the same reason why, like, I think we have such an affinity for the movie Twister because of the ride.
Well, I hated that fucking ride.
But, like, I imagine that, watching it, like, I imagine that ride.
Right.
You know? Like, being in it.
It's nothing will ever compare to that experience. It was a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and I was like, man, that movie fucking ruled. Like, not having that experience and actually sitting and just focusing on the movie itself.
I felt like I was in Oklahoma.
It's a sequel to Twister. Like,
no, I felt like I was in Oklahoma.
Well, it's also a different 40X experience.
What the fuck is there to do in Oklahoma?
Well, ain't no love in it, number one. but yeah, I mean...
But growing up in Oklahoma is fucking wild. Oh, what are you doing after school? I'm going to go chase a tornado.
Sure, why not?
What?
Look, Ed, there's something for everybody, all right? Don't like what you like, don't be a dick. That's what I'm at this point. As long as you're not hurting anybody else, fuck you. You wanna go chase tornadoes? You wanna go pretend you're a fucking like duck cheese? Like,
what?
I don't know.
what are you saying? What was that? Where did that come from? That was so nonsensical, Chris. That was so nonsensical,
honestly,
though it doesn't make any sense. No, shut up. You're not allowed to make points like that anymore. You totally ruined all of your credibility. Why would you say duck cheese? Like, that's absurd.
They couldn't choose between, like, if somebody, like, was like, oh, man, you know what? I identify as, like, a spaghetti monster now. Like, fine, whatever. Who gives a fuck? But, like, I couldn't decide if someone's like, I'm a duck or I had cheese. I put them together. Imagine someone identified as cheese.
I would probably eat them.
Oh, hey now.
Hey, yo!
All right, let's focus on the movie, huh? So my point being is, what was my point? My point is, like, without all the bells and whistles, when you focus on this movie, it's a sequel to Twister. It has a couple really, really good performances. We already talked about a killer soundtrack, but, like, I don't care about 85% of what is said in this movie. You know what I mean? Like, it makes no fucking sense. It relies on the camaraderie of the cast. And this one, I think, the score is tied, in my opinion, based on, like, some of the old school charm of the original. And honestly, I think the original looks better than this one. But the difference for this, to me, is the fact that the soundtrack and also just, like, the kind of fun that it does have. It does translate versus the previous one. So that's why it's a little bit better for me.
Yeah, the banter is classic rom-com here. My one disappointment is that they chose to keep this platonic.
I
think that the chemistry between Daisy Edgar-Jones and Glenn Powell was better than...
Well, Bill Paxton's not there. Rest in peace.
I know, but like, that chemistry between those two and, like, they end up together, it...
I'm not going to go that far. I don't think the chemistry is, like, bristling between the two.
I think it's so much better. I think Glenn Powell has chemistry with a sock. Like,
I don't...
hey, yo!
Like, I don't hate Daisy Edgar-Jones. I don't love her either.
I agree with
you. I can take her or leave her.
He
carries the movie in a really impressive fucking way.
Absolutely. But I think that it's hard for him to not... exude that.
Sure. So, like,
I felt like a lot of the banter, a lot of the script, a lot of the moments, I felt were like more classic rom-com tropes.
I guess.
And I was disappointed that they cut out the kiss.
Yeah, the
that also is the controversy. The
controversial no kiss, which apparently was a Spielberg no. And it's like,
yeah, okay. Just because nobody wanted to see E.T. and Gertie kiss doesn't mean you have to kiss out of everything
else. Hold on. You're going to make fun of me for saying duck cheese
I'm trying to meet you where you are.
No.
Baby, I'm trying to meet you where you are.
No, you see Walkhart Dewey, you don't want any of this. No, child, no. Do not have a child Drew Barrymore kissing an alien. We can't identify his age.
He's a kid.
He's 18. He's not a kid. We don't know that. Look at him.
Just because he's got wrinkles, he could have Benjamin Button. All those aliens could be Benjamin Button disease.
He looks like Louis Gossett Jr.
Rest in peace. Didn't he die?
He did. But anyway, back to Twisters. no, so like I said, like the camaraderie, especially even like the different pockets. So even in the opening scene, so as we get into like some of our favorite scenes, like the opening is really tense. It sets the stage very well. Kind of, especially elongating the concept of the first one, which, you know, it's nowhere near as long as Helen Hunt's, like, dad getting killed.
Absolutely.
Than this.
It is much more traumatizing
for
the audience.
And that stands out because, mm-hmm. like I kind of knew what we were getting into when we went 40X.
Nah.
But you and Stephen Lally did not. No. So that scene was like, hey, this is what we're doing? All right, let's go.
I about fell out the chair. Lally and I both. We were sliding down. This is
it. So that'll always be an exhilarating
There should be seatbelts on those 40X chairs.
Yeah. Pussies. but, so that's definitely one. The very first chase scene between the two of them, if only for the fireworks. And, like Ben's, like, realization of, like, oh, my God, this is what I'm writing an article about was also very, very great.
Awesome. Yeah. And then what I really liked about this, too, is that, so, the casts are kind of similar, where you have, like, the main, you know, two or three people.
Yeah.
And then you have, like, the supporting cast.
Yes.
And they're just, like, the other people who do tornado stuff, but you don't really... have, you know, like, Philip Seymour Hoffman in the first one,
yes.
Right? Like, that, and, like, but this one I felt, like, fleshed out a couple of their characters a little more, or at least gave them deals a little more, like Dexter. I just liked how sometimes they had, he's like, you look thirsty. Oh, you're sweaty. Here's some water. Give me the money. Like, give me some cash. Like, I just liked how they highlighted some of them. Yeah. I felt like it made it just a little bit more well-rounded rather than just... Because, like, how many people know Philip Seymour Hoffman was in Twister? You know what I mean? Like,
sure. I know what you're saying. I still think they could have done a little more, but I still get the point you're getting at. A couple other scenes that I like. So the rodeo scene has, like, couple of the best songs... Like, the make cute dialogue, and then also, like, just, it's, like, the silliest action scene, which, like, that's what you want from Twisters, is you want the unintentional comedy of, like, everyone yelling, like, to get out, and, like, the fucking horse, like, running away,
mm-hmm.
and, like, the complaining customers at the hotel, the man, the guy of which, did you see the trivia bit on, was Bill Paxton's son.
Yeah, I saw. Yeah.
And, like, the fucking pool... And like, don't let me die! And slurp! Like, that's what a Twister does when it kills you. It slurps you up. I love that scene. And that scene also made me realize, like, is there more to this movie than I think there is? Like, it's directed by Lee Isaac Chung, who did Minari, a movie I thought was very good. So he's kind of has, an Oscar pedigree, and he's doing fucking Twisters. So it's a bit of a passion project. But, like, that scene, and, like, most of it, like, Kate's character is, like, is this just, like, a big allegory for, like anxiety and, like... Because, like, there's...
A tornado?
Yes.
Yeah, didn't you see Inside Out 2?
Yes, but, like, it, was that...
It comes out of nowhere. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nobody really knows what makes it up. I think it was a huge allegory for anxiety.
Well, the fact that I pulled that from this viewing,
But you know why?
A bonus.
It's because of what you've been going through lately.
True. Thanks for letting the whole world know. So,
bitch, like, it's nothing to be upset of. It's nothing to be embarrassed about.
No, but you know,
you have to keep talking because it's a podcast.
I'm trying to make you uncomfortable. I'm lying. The chemistry between Powell and Daisy Edgar gets really good when they're retrying the project. That's probably my favorite scene in the movie because also it's got steel.
When they're in the barn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Steal my thunder. That's like my favorite
Maura
song.
Maura Tierney is in this.
Maura Tierney.
I'm so glad her name.
You said Maura Tierney. Can I get some Maura Tierney, please?
I'm glad her name wasn't on the box. She fucking.
So the mom scene is not on my list of scenes I like.
It's
completely unnecessary, and also it's a giant rug pulled out from under me because the movie does fucking everything the entire time, making you think that's going to be Helen Hunt. It skirts around it so fucking much. It is my biggest complaint about this movie is, like, look, if she said no, then rework it so it doesn't matter. Because, like, it's building up to it.
It is, with the Dorothy.
And I like Maura Tierney. You know how much it sucks to be disappointed to see Maura Tierney?
I know.
Add her to my list, by the way.
Oh.
Not now, but like, liar, liar, Maura Tierney. Something. Right, can I get some Maura Tierney, please? Like, anybody ever said that. But yeah, look, it just fucking, it bothers me. And that scene bothers me. But the fact that her and Glenn Powell have more chemistry, like, in 30 seconds than him and Daisy Edgar Jones have in, like, a fucking two-hour movie. You know, like, those two giving each other fuck me eyes. I'm in. Let's go. Let's do it. How can you not like the fire twister? The fire twister is wild.
Fire twister.
And then the scene in the movie theater and, like, the kind of the final climax, it's good. Like, I wish it was a little bit more, like, you know, I feel like there needs to be more emotional stakes.
More
like you need to maybe lose somebody or, I don't know, something like that. But it's... You got a little bit of Deus Ex Javi going on here, and then he just kind of fucking randomly shows up after almost definitely committing manslaughter, right? Like, that other guy's dead.
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah. So, and also look at movie theaters, saving lives. How about that? So, yeah.
It was not. It barely.
It saved a couple lives.
Yeah, it barely saved lives.
I think only two people got slurped there.
I think a couple people got slurped. And then, like, the ceiling fell down on them.
Oh, that's a fair point. And then, like, the airport and, like, the final scene, it's, like, I don't like it, but it's apropos of, like, to me, the silliness of this movie as a whole. Like, no kiss, like you talked about. Paul Scheer is just there. People know who Paul Scheer is.
Yeah.
So, like, it is distracting that he's there, and it's distracting that he's just, like, kind of a guy with two lines. Like, it's just kind of wild, so. But I still like it for what it stands for. Is there any scenes that we didn't mention that you enjoy?
Excuse me. No, I think we covered them.
Scenes you didn't like them.
I think we covered all of them.
It's a podcast. You don't have to talk, right? Yeah. I'll start then. Great. Thanks. So I don't like pretty much anytime Kate and Javi talk. I love Anthony. Anthony Ramos. He's on my LVP list for this movie. I love him. I don't know if he's the right choice here. Like,
I think, didn't we say the same thing about him in A Star Is Born?
No, I love him in A Star Is Born. Like, he's pretty, like, stilted in this, and, you know, trying to put a square peg in a round hole. And we watched the bloopers, which really weren't that funny. But him talking
they
about...
Weren't.
But the funniest part of it was him, like basically making fun of the fact is, like, my science teacher failed me, and now here I am pretending I know what twisters do, you know? But you can kind of still see that in the movie at times. And if him and Kate were having a conversation with another...
They didn't have any chemistry.
No chemistry. Like, I wasn't sure, like, if they were supposed to kind of have a thing. Because, like, he was, what's her dead boyfriend's brother as well? Like...
He was?
I think the implication was he was
supposed
to
No, I don't think
be.
They were brothers. I think they were just friends. I think that they were just friends.
I don't know about that.
I think that they were just
I'm
friends.
I'm looking it up right now.
I'm pretty sure they're just friends.
I don't know. You're right. So that's one. What else? There's something else. There's another scene. Oh, so it's not a scene, but like I said, this isn't the worst offender in terms of modern visual effects, kind of being like, it's 2025, what are we doing here? But I still prefer the original. I think it just could be better, you know. It's got a typical, like, modern sequel of a prestige movie syndrome in terms of like, aha, the obnoxious people are actually the good ones. And, you know, like, kind of the wool under your eye, like, villainy of it all was kind of lame. But what else do you not like about the movie?
Without getting into performances yet?
Yeah.
I didn't like the music.
Well,
I said this to you. I'm so mad that this movie is going to probably win.
Hey! Fucking voter fraud here!
No, I'm just making a prediction. I predict that this movie's going to win Best Music.
I think I'm in a campaign.
You're such an idiot.
This movie reinvigorated my love of country music.
Yeah, great. It reinvigorated your Steve and Lolly's love. And I am not a fan of country music.
That happened before this, so...
No, then y'all started just playing the fucking Twister soundtrack.
It already happened, because I wrote a sketch that we read with Steve and Lolly, and it was about, I've always wanted Steve to be a dad who invades his high school, the prom of his high school daughter, and starts playing, like, the saddest worst prom songs ever. And from that, we were always joking and laughing about, because there's a joke in there that he plays the Alan Jackson 9/11 song and the Toby Keith 9/11 song. And so, like, when we play games, I put it on, and somebody made a comment, like, yo, I could fuck with some 90s country. I'm like, let's go!
I'm pretty sure Lolly did.
Not knowing that, like, Lolly and Steve Lolly like, knows, all knew, Lolly all knows the, them all.
She knows all the words to every song.
The grand old Lopplery.
Week of the week.
100% week of the week. But like, then she's like, I'd pick them in, she'd like, know all the words. I'd be like, yo, I love this song too. Then Steve would sing it, and you were just in misery.
I'm so mad. Like, you could have just, like,
It's so good. So, like...
And it's like, not like I don't like all country. I have some songs I like, who the fuck likes... Boot, scoot, and boogie. Like,
get down, turn around, go to town, boot, scoot, and boogie. So, it's my mother's fault. like most bad things in my life. But, I hated country music for, like, ever since, like, I had to have friends and an opinion, right? But now, like, that I don't give a fuck, I can recognize, like, yo, some country shit kind of bops and bangs. Particularly this shit, also in this movie, it fits the narrative of the movie.
Yes, I will give you that. Well. It did fit the narrative.
It's
it
not
did
even a tongue-in-cheek help. Nomination for Best Music.
No, it's not. It did move the story along, and it did really support the action that was going on.
When fucking Glenn Powell as a tornado wrangler is like fucking generaling it over a hill as Dead End Road is playing, and it's just the fucking best. It's so fucking cool and harmless. I fucking love it. So what else did you not like about the movie, you dummy?
Shut the fuck up. I can't really get into it without getting to
that's
performances
fine. So I already kind of talked about the effects, I already talked about the music, I already talked about Lee Isaac Chung. There's one other thing I was going to mention. Where is it? Yeah, I guess it is in the performances for me. Oh, no, there's one other thing. So this is really wild and random. So, my new job at the bank that I work for, I am a teacher for all intents and purposes. I'm a learning specialist. And, when I'm teaching my classes, we use, like, fake accounts that have been created. And normally they're themed around, like, our bank. But, one class, we have, like, what seem to be actual real names. And our primary person we use as an example is named Marshall Riggs. And every time I saw it, I was like, is that supposed to be like a Lethal Weapon reference or something? Like, I don't get it. And I looked it up, and I was like, oh, it's a character in Twisters. Yeah. It's not even the reference. It ends up being the name of whoever set it up, two of those people's pets. It was just like, it sounded like a name, so I just went with it.
That is wild.
So I was like stood out to me so much that now, like, I'm always going to think about that when I watch this movie because the evil land developer guy's name is Marshall Riggs. I'm like, that's what a world, huh? Small it is. Look at us, huh? Not me. They call me Paul Rudd, and that.
No one calls you Paul Rudd.
Oh. Performances. What do you want to start with?
Man, Boone.
Boone's the man.
Boone sucks.
What?
Joanne's. I hated his performance.
Oh my god, he's on my he's my other MVP. Besides, the MVP's fine. The MVP's Glenn Powell. We argue about this for the rest of the
Glenn
movie.
Glenn Powell is MVP.
Glenn Powell's a slam fucking dunk. As soon as he joins, as soon as like he enters the movie begins. And I think my favorite line in the movie is, of course, I found the dog.
Yeah, I know. I so wrote that down. Perfectly.
So, congratulations, Glenn Powell. Here's the MVP you should have arguably had for Top Gun Maverick. Boone, Brandon Perea, I hope, has like a really good career. Because he's carved up this really cool supporting character, actor role thing. Why did I like fucking Boone?
He rubbed me the wrong way. I didn't like him.
He's the Philip Seymour Hoffman of this movie.
But he's not as good.
I mean, come on. That's not fair to him.
Okay.
It's unfair standards. But I have 1, 2, 3 other people that are more of a slam dunk than Brandon Perea for
I just said I just LVP. Didn't like him. His performance.
Sucked.
The twin scenes. Yeah, I said he sucked. I didn't like him. Fuck you.
Incredible.
I know I am.
Who's your actual LVP of the movie?
Thank you. Who is my actual LVP of the movie? Probably Marshall Riggs.
He doesn't do enough. He's just a big Texan. He's just a big cowboy hat man, you know?
He's just a big old bitch.
So I have 3. I already mentioned Anthony Ramos. I don't think it is him, because ultimately he still is like charismatic, and like, you know, you don't hate to see him on screen.
Right, I didn't like that.
So I didn't like.
I didn't like that little bitch who was going around with him, from the solar thing.
Oh, my actual LVP, David Corn-Sweat. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't like him and his glasses, like his goggle glasses. Fuck that guy.
The only reason I'm not keen on Superman coming up is I think that guy sucks.
That guy's going to be Superman?
That's Superman.
That's Superman?
He doesn't
that's
feel...
That's a terrible casting decision.
Well, apparently...
Compared to Henry Cavill? You fucking kidding me?
I don't
Henry Cavill would have been better in Twisters than this guy.
Henry Cavill could have been a Twister.
He could have been.
Spinning around.
Just with his mustache.
Just well, it's spinning. And then there's fake mustache.
Fake mustache.
Imagine
CGI.
Imagine a tornado for no reason at all having a mustache. That is hysterical to me. Yeah, I know. But like, this is gonna be a weird thing. Just doesn't seem like he's got that dog in him. You know what I mean? Like,
he doesn't. He's a little bitch.
I don't know if it's just a problem with like Twister, like the Twister franchise and the villains, because we did the same thing with Cary Elwes. It's just like, well, Cary Elwes was just bad. Which happens like every like 3 or 4 performances of Cary Elwes is like, yo, dude, you good? You know what's going on here?
Go back to Wesley.
But Corn-Sweat, like, he's just not captivating as at all.
No.
Does he deserve to be abandoned in the middle of an F5?
Yes.
Like, arguably, but based on performance and not what the character does. It's him. I felt it from the first time we saw it. I was like, I think that's the Superman guy. He's not very good.
Oh, this is that.
But here's somebody like, I don't like Henry Cavill as Superman. I the only Superman I've ever liked, there are 2 of them. It's Christopher fucking Reeve, because I'm not a fucking barbarian, and Tim Daly from Superman the Animated Adventures, animated series, who was the same guy in Wings. I'm just rabbit holing now. You got to stop here. I'm just going to keep going now.
No,
Wings,
keep going. I want to see how far you get, and then I'm going to have Steve listen to this
Tony
episode.
Tony Shalhoub, of course, Monk, Thomas Hayden Church, Sideways, Amy Yazbek, I think was her name. Or no, was that Shelley Fabregas, that's Coach. Craig T. Nelson, Dick Van Dyke's brother, Jerry Van Dyke, and the guy who's the voice of Patrick Starr, who was in Under Wraps, the Disney Channel movie, which had things like, not Shelby Woo, that was Nickelodeon. Did I tell you I saw that almost performed once? I could have kept going so fucking long at that. I'm hilarious. My other LVP nominee was Jeb, the boyfriend.
I didn't mind Jeb, the
good
boyfriend.
Riddance. What a generic dude.
I didn't mind Jeb, the boyfriend. I liked him better in, like, the flashbacks.
Agreed.
I liked him better in the flashbacks.
That's ultimately why I wasn't
going to
push him. I liked the flashback
scene. I liked the flashback scene and everything, and I thought it was cute when he was, like, taping her and stuff, you know?
Oh, wait, no.
Chris, why do you have to be so disgusting?
That's the way you put it. I'm never going to be mad at Kieran Shipka in a movie.
She's great.
She's great. She's awesome. watch that fucking girl grow up. It's gross.
Can't believe it.
But yeah, she's good.
And I also, you know, David Shipka was the LVP.
David Shipka? Who's David Shipka? That's Luke Sipka's name when he checks into hotels.
What's Luke Sipka?
So Glenn Powell's the MVP. David Corenswet is the LVP. I mean, we kind of talked about Daisy Edgar Jones. I think she's fine.
She's fine.
She's...
Had it been...
Just fucking
a myriad of other women, it would have been better. But... Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not...
I think she was more forgettable than the others.
Agreed.
You know, like, if you're like, oh, did you... Because, like, you know Bill Paxton and Helen Hunt for Twister. But it's like, oh, did you see that Twister's movie? Oh, yeah, that movie with Glenn Powell, right? No one's going to say, oh, that movie with Daisy Edgar Jones.
Amazing point.
Right?
Amazing. You nailed it. You fucking nailed it.
Yeah, I know. I'm so good.
I know. I'm a famous wrestling writer.
Famous wrestling writer.
Let me look at my notes to see if I missed anything. Yeah, see what else. Oh, what's your dumb question of the week?
Okay, so if we lived in Oklahoma...
Nope.
Okay. There's only two things to do, right? Chase tornadoes and do rodeos.
Mm-hmm.
What would you...
Pick?
Be in... No, what would you be in the rodeo and why would it be a clown?
Ouch, fuck. As somebody once got called a clown on the basketball court, that hurts.
Were you wearing face paint?
No, I took a charge.
Were you wearing your really size 13 green shoes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuck.
Okay. I agree with the person who called you a clown.
I got the fucking charge call, though. And were you also going to ask me about the... Wait, you didn't have a question. All you did was want to call me a clown.
No, I said, why would you be the clown? That is a question.
I thought you were going to ask me what I wanted to be in a toy in a storm chaser
well,
outfit.
No. Okay, sure. But why would you... Because, okay, let's be real. If we lived in Oklahoma, you would not be the one going to chase storms.
You're a piece of shit.
You would be the clown in the rodeo. Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
Remember Rodeo from Rock of Love?
Yeah! Is that how she laughs?
That's our new weekly game. Did Samantha impersonate a rodeo or a clown herself? I'd probably be... I'd be Boone. Yeah, you would be
the piece of shit.
I can't believe... How can you dislike Boone? It's un-American.
Well, strike two, I guess. So you would be like the right hand person?
Yeah. I'd be blasting the music, firing off the rockets. No, I'm not Glenn Powell. Look at me. Come on.
You could be if you tried.
Yeah, but that's too much effort. I don't want to try. I'm done trying.
Great.
I'm done following my dreams. I'm just gonna ask where they are and catch up with them later.
If you feel it.
Yeah.
Chase it.
Yeah. What? Do I have a rant? I don't know if I have a rant here.
I don't know. Do you have a rant?
I'm looking.
What would I be?
I don't care.
You're so
at the
rude.
Rodeo? Sitting your ass down watching it. What the fuck are
what
you going to do
in
a rodeo?
Storm chasing unit.
Oh, you're not the drone girl. You're the other girl. You're in the RV with Dexter.
That's so rude.
Am I wrong?
Probably not.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck you, man.
I'm just honest. I'm a good analysis of the talent and lack thereof.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy, digging deeper and deeper. This isn't good. So I wanted to ask.
Oh God.
Can we?
No.
Oh, this will be my rant. Can we file a fucking petition to like get this back in the Universal Parks and get rid of fucking, like, Jimmy Fallon or something? Like, how that would be the coolest fucking thing if a ride of a sequel of a movie replaced the ride of something that replaced the original. Like, that'd be dope.
That would be cool.
Like what the fuck? Like, this movie made a fucking ton of money. Like, do you mean to tell me Jimmy Fallon's more valuable as a fucking attraction?
Yeah, probably.
Than this? Yeah, fuck.
People love Jimmy Fallon.
Nah, that's just bad. Or like the fucking supercharge, turbocharge. I'm a little fucking mad because I didn't get fucking Epic tickets, which is fine. Apparently everything's falling apart already.
Good, let him work it all out before we go. Or that Bourne show.
Hey!
Julia Stiles doesn't need residuals!
I like that Bourne show. The Bourne show, it's tight.
Jillian liked it too.
Yeah, it was a good show. It's very cool. Yeah, that's my rant. Just, you know. get rid of bad theme park rides and put shit in like Twisters. One last thing before we kind of wrap it up here. When's our next 40X going to be? If you want to look at the calendar.
Yeah, let's see.
Because the only thing we've done is, I've done one extra. I did Alien, what the fuck was it called? Alien Covenant? No.
No.
Alien, what the fuck was the Alien movie called?
I don't know. You're the one who went to see
Jesus
it.
Christ, I can't remember what the fucking name of the last Alien movie was called. How old am I?
How old are you?
So I did that, and obviously we did Twisters, and we did, Romulus. Good fucking Lord.
Alien Romulus.
We did Twisters and Beetlejuice. But there hasn't really been anything else. I don't think it's going to be anything this summer either.
So let's see. So.
Oh, you know what I should do?
All right, what?
I should do Final Destination, Bloodline, and 40X.
Oh, that's gross.
I don't think there is. Well, like, if I do go.
May 16th.
No, but what I mean is, that'd be something I'd be doing on the road. So when I go to St. Pete in 2 weeks, I'm pretty sure it's an AMC and not a 40X.
A Regal, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so, well. So what has been in so
coming up? I don't what's need to go back up? In time.
All right, a teased world tour toward the light, will to power.
What the fuck did you just say?
I don't know. That's what it says here. So Final Destination, Bloodlines.
Yeah.
Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning.
Maybe I'm not the biggest fan.
Lilo and Stitch.
No, I don't want to. Just, no, I'll just go fucking.
Oh, it's 3D 40X.
By the way, that's Zangry was right. One of my worst fucking senses to say that. It's breaking, like, Minecraft pre-sales, so. Lilo and Stitch.
Lilo and Stitch?
Yeah.
I knew it would.
Yeah, great. Well, thanks for...
I said that! You just don't listen.
Hmm?
How to Train Your Dragon.
Nope.
Jurassic World Rebirth.
Nah.
Fantastic Four First Steps.
No Superman, interesting.
And then Predator Badlands in November.
I'm gonna go see Predator Badlands in...
That's in November, though.
I'm gonna go see it in November.
Oh, man.
That'd be sick. Okay, so yeah, so not anything. I thought for sure Superman would be one.
No.
Like, that's the one of, that's
they
like,
did Snow White, but they said, fuck you, Superman. God. Nah, dog.
It jars every time Gal Gadot has a worse line delivery. What else on Twisters?
What else on Twisters?
I was asking you.
What else on Twisters?
I think we covered everything.
I think we covered everything there. It was just really, it was just fun.
It's a solid fun time at the movies.
It's a fun time.
It is brainless while also trying to be fucking smart at the same fucking time.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it's just a big dumb movie about tornadoes that has some hot people in it and some good, like the first Twister we talked about when we did that podcast, that movie sailed when it was just the cast kind of hanging out, shooting the shit. So, like, the same thing here. When the Wranglers come in, and even later on, when Kate finally joins the group, and even throughout, like, the credits, like, they all had, like you said, I also like the guy who played Ben. I thought he was
good. Oh, I thought he was good.
He was really, really good.
I thought he was good. He had good comedic timing.
Yeah, and it was, like, good that he was just, like, a good, solid dude as well, you know, like, you know, all good stuff. So, I was still waffling between my 7 and my 7.5. I would feel bad if I put this at a 7. I don't think this is worse than the first movie, so I'm going to give it a 7.5.
Yeah, I think this was better than the first movie, too. Well, you gave the first movie a 7.5, so you
right,
think it's just as good?
An 8 doesn't feel right to me, though.
Yeah, I'm going to give this movie a 7.5 as well.
Okay, so 7.5.
Yeah,
so
it's slightly better than the first one. I enjoyed it better than the first one.
The music is what puts it over the top for me. It is, absolutely.
Don't touch my foot with your foot.
What?
Keep your feet on
twins!
You. Twins! Twins! We got twins!
Don't twerk with your foot. That
I wasn't.
Weird.
I was like twisting it like a tornado, but my ankle is attached to my foot.
God, I hate your feet. All right.
Why?
I just don't like feet in general.
I have
yours
nice feet.
Not really.
What the fuck? Are you kidding? Form mullet.
No, you have to do the plugs.
I have to do the plugs?
That's
thanks
the
for
very
listening.
Funny thing. You just honestly tell your
thanks
partner. Yeah, I don't like
shut the fuck up. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Married with Movies. You can download our podcast wherever you
God
listen
damn,
to
God damn, I do this every week and you don't fucking listen?
No.
Thank you for listening to this episode
I already
of
said
Movies.
That.
I encourage you As always, go to arcadeaudio.net for this podcast and the others on our network of shows. Rate, review, and subscribe.
Wherever you get your podcast. That's what I said.
Make sure you go to patreon.com/arcadeaudio for bonus content. Facebook.com/marriedmovies. At marriedmoviesmovies on Twitter.
Marriedmoviesmovies@gmail.com. See, I said that.
The show. At your host, Malt38 on Instagram for me. Slide into my DMs for you.
At Jam With Your Sam.
I hate you and love you at the exact same time. Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, this has been a great weekend already. For Mullet.
This is Mullet.
Signing out for this week's episode of Married With Movies. We'll catch you next time on the couch.
/ the movies. It's going to be a great weekend when I get my ass up and put the Twister soundtrack on.
I'm going to go bed.
Please don't.
Oh, yeah. See?
Just enjoy my fun.
No.
Happy Mother's Day. Say hi to your mother for me.
Thank you for playing Arcade Audio. Play more at arcadeaudio.net.